Right now, though, we're joined by Dr. Deb Stroman, sports commentator and professor at the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, talking about sports on and off the field. It's an exciting week for UNC, but ESPN just came out with a really cool study that is going to spark some discussion about the impact of sports in society as well. So, Dr. Stroman, thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It's definitely a big week. I think having this longer layoff between the NBA conference finals and the NBA finals has really, really helped the media jump in with all these different stories. No doubt, Ben Alomar, actually a friend of mine at ESPN, he came up with this neat algorithm to try to calculate who are the most famous athletes all around the world. So it's an interesting algorithm. It's definitely bringing a lot of conversation.
Yeah, this is the ESPN's World Fame 100, and they did this last year for the first time, and this is the second year they're doing it. Is that right?
That's right, and I think with the timing, again, with this delay, it's great for sport because here's your opportunity to get a story in, because normally the NBA just dominates, but this is actually gaining a lot of traction. I think it's really fascinating when you analyze the study. 38 of the top 100 are actually soccer players. Mm-hmm. Now, people who eat, sleep, and drink sport know how big soccer is around the world. Here in America, we tend to focus on American football and basketball, and they certainly rank, but nothing like soccer.
Yeah, and just looking at the top 10, you got some pretty familiar names, Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, both soccer stars. LeBron James, of course, at number 2, Roger Federer at number 4, and Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic not too far behind, and then Serena Williams a little bit further behind in the top 20. A couple of golfers in Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, another soccer star in Neymar, Usain Bolt, of course, from the world of track and field, and Kevin Durant from the world of basketball, and that's your top 10. What stands out to you from this list? Obviously, a lot of soccer players, surprising number of cricket players, which I know if you're in India, not a surprise. If you're in the U.S., a much larger surprise, but a couple of cricket stars in the top 20. No baseball players, I didn't notice. A couple of football players, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Cam Newton is the second most famous football player in the world right now behind Tom Brady.
Well, absolutely. When you walk into the NFL with a following already from your college, it can make a difference, and people just jump on it. And of course, the Panthers being in the Super Bowl brought that worldwide knowledge. But no real surprises, but lots of confirmation. The top endorsements are all men. Roger Federer, $60 million. LeBron James, $55 million. Phil Mickelson, $50 million. Tiger Woods, $45 million. And Kevin Durant, $36 million. And then I'll also look at the gender. 92 of the 100 are men.
Yep. So, yeah, speak about that a little bit. Ronda Rousey is the top-rated woman, I think, at number 16, and then Serena Williams at number 19. So only two of the top 20 are women, and again, it was eight of the top 100 are women, which, on the one hand, we know this already about sports and the extent to which, you know, the spotlight tends to focus on men, and this is something that's been an issue, obviously, for soccer and for basketball and for a number of sports in particular, but it really sort of underscores the extent to which there is that huge disparity when it comes to gender and publicity for athletes.
Well, certainly. But people would say that we're making progress, that we even have two. Of course, many would argue the progress just isn't happening fast enough. But Ronda Rousey is a part of a sport that's just had amazing numbers over the past 10 years, the mixed martial arts. And having a woman that just dominated and, you know, we're beating women within the first 10 seconds. And maybe there needs to be a research study, but a lot of guys like women fighting. Mm-hmm. So that gave her the attention. And then, of course, Serena Williams, arguably the best tennis player, man or woman, or some people say the greatest athlete of all time. So for her to crack the top 20. But clearly, men follow sports, women follow sports, but the dominance is still everybody likes to see men perform. And they're the ones who get the media attention.
I will say it is a little bit surprising, Ronda Rousey as the number one female athlete and also the number one MMA athlete of any gender. You got Conor McGregor at 25, and he's number 2, but that's quite a ways behind Ronda Rousey.
And that's right. the attention that mixed martial arts generates from the teenagers to senior citizens. It's just an interesting sport that is getting more and more, you know, interest. A lot of people, you know, boohooed mixed martial arts, saying it would never pick up. But now they've been able to partner with corporate America. He's doing a lot of unique things in different countries outside the United States to draw in the market. So it's going to be interesting to see. I can't remember the name of the athlete who beat Ronda Rousey, but whether or not she'll be able to continue to hold up that that mantle and bring it into even more prominence. Traditionally, you know, our big sports are basketball, football, baseball, and ice hockey has been on the fringe. It has its own strong following. But will mixed martial arts or even cricket or some other sports, maybe even Major League Soccer, will kind of jump in and gain some of that market share like ice hockey?
Speaking with Dr. Deb Strom, and again, Keenan Flagler Business School, and I know you're thinking about the NBA Finals with that coming up. We got LeBron James at number 2, Kevin Durant at number 8, and Stephen Curry at number 11 of the most famous players, the most famous athletes in the world, and all three of them are going to be in the NBA Finals. Was it surprising to you, because it's a little bit surprising to me, that Durant ranks ahead of Curry, but is that a surprise to you?
It isn't, because Steph Curry, in fact, it's interesting, listen to the commentators. People refer to him as adorable, like he's not even real. He looks so small in stature. You know, the average person can look and say, oh, wow, Steph Curry, I relate to him. Whereas the other athletes, you know, 6'6", 6'10", 7 feet, you almost believe that there's no way that could be ever you. And so you look up to them and you put them on such a platform. Kevin Durant really put Oklahoma City Thunder on the map. Definitely Westbrook as his teammate helped him out a lot, but it really was the Kevin Durant show. And someone that is a really almost like a freak in nature, being 7 foot, not that we haven't had but athletes excel in the NBA before, but he actually plays like a point guard. He handles the ball well. He rebounds. He's an amazing shooter. So he really draws the attention of everybody in the NBA, because you just never seen anyone with this type of skill set with that height. So Kevin Durant moves to Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry has definitely taken a backseat to Kevin Durant. And even over the past 2 years, even though that Steph was in the finals, many people will argue that he did not have strong finals. The first year when they won the ring, people say that Kyrie Irving, point guard for Cleveland, that he was injured. Kevin Love was injured. So Steph had a great tournament. He won the MVP, but really he was going against competition that had been weakened. And then last year, Cleveland comes back, wins 3-1, wins it by being down 3-1. And of course, Kyrie Irving, I mean, he just really demonstrated that he can play at Steph's level in playoff situations. So many people are saying that this is the year that Kevin Durant will be the one to take the Golden State Warriors over the top. Steph needs to play well, but he's not essential like Kevin Durant is.
Now you got the finals coming up. It's the rubber match between Cleveland and Golden State. We all kind of expected this to happen to some degree, and in fact it is. Who you got in the finals?
Well, I am a LeBron James supporter. I love the fact that they really, really upped their bench. I don't feel good about the way Kevin Durant went to Golden State, even though players now have that right, and I respect that right to be able to go wherever the dollars and the owners want them, you know, that will support them. But I am picking Cleveland. I just think something about this team, and in that Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry matchup, I just watch how Kyrie Irving loves playing against Steph Curry. He wants to prove that he is indeed the best point guard in the league. So I'm leaning towards Cleveland. Would not be surprised if Golden State won, but I'm leaning towards Cleveland.
It's going to be a good finals. Speaking with Dr. Deb Strom and Keenan Flagler Business School professor, sports commentator, and while all that excitement is happening on the court, there's also a lot of sort of related stuff happening off the court as well. I know how much you want to say about this thing that you're doing later on this week, but you're going to be heading out to help kids with math, right?
Yes, very excited. It's an awesome company. The parent company is called Learn Fresh, but the product right now that is just taking the United States by storm is called NBA Math, National Basketball Association Math. And you can visit the website, NBA Math Hoops. But what it is, it's a board game. And what we do is teach middle school students, in particular grades 4 through 6, math using your basic arithmetic, your tables. And we're teaching them math using NBA and WNBA shooting statistics. So the students are fired up. Here's their chance to watch their, to use the statistics from their favorite athletes in basketball. And yet they're learning how to be better in math. And everybody's talking about STEM, and we certainly appreciate that. But it starts at this young age, and we have to get them to love numbers. And we think we're doing a great job. We're excited about it. I'm very, very blessed to be on the board. We did launch it here in Chapel Hill. It's at Northside Elementary, and we're looking to expand it further in the Triangle region.
So you can check out nbamathhoops.org if you're listening out there and you want to find out more. Get online, nbamathhoops.org, to get more on this. But it's going to be an exciting movement that's spreading. Dr. Deb Stroman, got to let you go. Anything else going on in sports that that catches your eye?
Well, no doubt we're happy to have Carolina baseball back in the playoff, number 2 seed. That's always exciting. Want everybody to turn out this weekend and support the Heels. They're going against Davidson, and they beat Davidson 7-6 in 10 innings this year. So this game is not an automatic. And Sam Paul, the great UNC tennis coach, was named Coach of the Year.
Yes.
Their team went to the national championship for the first time in the program's history. They won a school record 29 matches, and academically they were definitely scholar athletes. The team grade point average was 3.25. So hats off to Coach Paul.
All right, Dr. Deb Stroman, Kenan Flagler-Bearson School, thank you so much.
Thank you.